Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 245. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. This is our Friday show, the special Empty the Tank episode, which is basically where we take all the apps we talked about during the week and we didn't get to talk about, and we just let them all out here. It's usually a torrent of information, so contain yourselves or fasten yourselves in or whatever you got to do. But before we do that, and before I introduce the co-host, let me just talk about our contest that we're having. We're basically giving away a Sony Smartwatch 2 in about 3 weeks from this show. Actually, what's the date of it again, Dor? On September 18th, we're giving away a Sony Smartwatch 2. All you need to do to enter is join the Android App Addicts Club. It's basically an email list we're putting together to for anybody who joins. You get like behind scenes information, any kind of bonus stuff we do. We're going to be posting it on there for the members. We're going to do some like exclusive like Google Hangout type stuff where we do goofy stuff, and all you guys are invited. So that's all you need to do to enter is join the club. Just enter your name and email address at podnuts.com/AAA club. Just go to podnuts.com/AAA club. That's how you sign up, and good luck to you. Let me introduce the co-host. Joining us, Eric Gardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Well, the drought ended today. It finally rained here. That was nice. I'm excited to be here on our Empty the Tank episode to play tanks with you guys.
Play tanks. Yeah, thanks, Eric. Can't wait to play tanks with you, too. Also joining us, Jeff Hallish from TechNut PC and host of PodNuts Daily and PodNuts on the PodNuts Network. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm doing really good. Excited to, I don't know what he meant about play tanks, but play tiddlywinks or I don't know, something. Oh, wait, that's kind of showing my age.
We do that a lot.
I'm just excited to be here, share some apps.
Cool, man. Why don't you start us off with your tank? What do you got in there for the rest of the week?
All right. So we'll start off with this first one. And this one is called Air Control. And this is an older game, but actually right now it's on a summer sale, 50% off. Sale ends 24 August. Just want to put that out there.
Sweet.
This is a really simple time waster game that I really enjoy because I love the touch screen on a phone or tablet. And you take these planes that are on the screen and you kind of draw a flight path to the landing strip. You've got helicopters, you draw it. So what you do is you draw it so that none of these planes or helicopters collide with each other. And, you'll start out real slow and a few will start to come out from the edge of the screen, and you've got different types of planes that you have to put on different runways. And I don't know if there's a free version, but I think there's the paid for version might give you more or something like that. I can't remember. I bought it a long, long time ago. I think it was like 99 cents, or maybe $2. But anyways, it's a great game just to, basically draw your flight path. You can see the little squiggly lines. And sometimes you have to change the flight path because you see two planes are about to collide into each other.
And you're allowed to do that?
And kind of light up. Yeah. You can redraw the flight path no matter where they're at and kind of change it. So it gets really hairy on the screen where you're like drawing all these different lines to try to make the airplanes not collide with each other.
And they go different speeds, some of them?
Yeah, there's jets, there's bigger planes, there's little blue prop planes, and then there's the green helicopters, which are really slow, and they kind of are a hindrance sometimes because they really get in the way.
Wow.
Yeah. And speaking of drinking liquor, playing this game makes me believe if I was an air traffic controller, I'd be drinking a lot because this game very quickly ramps up the stress level of, there's so many planes. They're all coming out. They never stop. And it literally becomes like an art form of manipulation is what I can best put it.
Yeah.
This screenshot has a Zeppelin on it. That sounds like a big,
I don't think, maybe I've never gotten up that far. Because usually, you get something like 70. I think I've had 70 maybe at the most. And man, it gets hairy. And one little mistake and it's like, boom, you're done. And you basically got to go back to the beginning. So,
oh man.
But it's still fun, just a fun time waster. And, it's easy to play because, again, you just draw on the screen with your finger.
Right. Or a stylus.
Yeah, or stylist, I guess, if you're a hipster or something. But yeah.
I think yeah, right. I think Timster brought this up. This reminds me of the Timster era.
Well, there was one that was more cartoony, I think, and more.
Yeah, I think he brought an app like this back in the day. I'm talking like single digits of Android App Addicts, perhaps.
Yeah, because this app is probably that old.
Yeah.
But I did look it up on the list and I didn't see it on there. Oh. So I thought I'd bring it.
I think it's cool. It's a good app. I could get into this.
I'm going to definitely put this on the kids.
Yeah. Do you have to worry about what planes can land on what length of landing strips too? Is that
I've only played like the one that's in the video that has the top runway is where all the red planes go. The one that's on an angle is where all the blue planes go. Mm-hmm. And then the helicopter can basically go any path, but there's a helicopter pad in the middle, almost right middle of the screen.
Okay.
I think that's the only difference. And then, like, you know, the jets are faster, so they're moving faster than the prop planes. And so you got to make sure, you know, you get the, you know, just different paths in there to get them in there. But yeah, it's just a, like I said, fun time waster.
It looks like
it. And simple. Very simple. That's what I like.
What else you got in the tank?
All right. So let's go with this one here.
Oh, do we want to say the name of that last one? At the end.
Oh yeah!
Ah, oh, gosh, I forgot.
I can do it. I got it. Air Control by 4 Pixels, and it's on sale now for 99 cents for a limited time.
Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
Very cool. All right, so the next app I just found today, and I'm always looking for different, you know, just fun apps to play. And I know sometimes it's hard to play, you know, first person shooters on a tablet or a smartphone, but I kind of like the videos on these ones. And this one's called it's Respawnables.
I'm sorry.
And it kind of reminds me of a couple things. One of my favorite movies, The Expendables, you know, from all my old childhood heroes. The other thing I liked about it is it kind of almost reminds me of a Team Fortress 2 type thing. Very cartoony. But actually the controls, I played it and I played a couple matches and I actually beat the matches, which I was like, wow, I was impressed because I was able to figure it out quite, you know, fairly quickly on how to aim and shoot at the same time and kind of move around. So, the graphics are just very cartoony, but the gameplay is very, very smooth. So it's basically a first person, you know, shooter like Team Fortress or Team Fortress 2, I should say. So just a fun game.
It looks
great looking game.
I was surprised because, you know, a lot of times these games just do not play well, you know, on your different machines. So.
I am blown away. This looks really, really good for a phone tablet game. And to me, the only way I can describe these graphics, Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker, they're very vector, I believe is the right word, vector-ish graphics, but cell shaded graphics, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. Looks really good. Yeah. I'm getting this one right now. Totally free, in-app purchase, done.
Jeff, what device were you playing on?
The Nexus 7.
Nice.
My cat now, can't stop watching the preview video.
Now, the only thing is a lot of these games, they're cool and they're free, but a lot of the games that, you know, I'm talking about, they do have in-app purchases if you want to, you know, move up quickly and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, some of these games you can actually play without purchasing anything. It's a little bit harder.
And there's nothing wrong with in-app purchases. I mean, I understand what Doris says about his kids might start buying it. So that's, if you have kids, that's one thing. But I think there's a tasteful way to do in-app purchases, right?
Well, mine, you got to have passwords anyways to get in there. And if you're smart enough to figure out my 32, you know, letter password, then, you know, whatever. But,
note to self, Jeff's password is 32
characters. There you go.
That's where you start.
Start figuring it out now.
That's awesome.
That takes a big chunk out of our work though.
You don't have to worry about 31 character passwords or 33 character passwords, just 32.
There you go. and it hasn't changed in years.
this is a great right. find, man. Great find.
Thank you. All right. And this one is for Steve C.
Ah.
This one is called Cat Sounds.
What is it?
And other than it, cat sounds.
Oh, hey, that last app. Do you know what the name of that one was?
Responables.
Okay.
So these are here user. Are these user submitted?
I don't know.
There's so many of them.
What's need hug sound like? Ooh.
Ooh, a hiss?
That's why I don't hug cats.
That's a need hug right there. Need. Okay, we gotta shut that thing off. Uninstalled. No, I thought that was kind of cool. It had a bunch of different cat sounds, and I thought you'd get a kick out of that. In case your cats aren't making the right sound or they get lonely, you can press these things and they'll.
Dude, if I press these things, go, what's going on? They'll be all curious about this thing. This is good.
Can you mess with your cat with it, Steve? Crank the volume up on the Nexus 7 and just.
I wouldn't even have to crank it up that loud. Just they'll hear it.
Oh, my dog was in my office looking. He's like going. Where's that cat at? I keep pressing the button. Where's the cat?
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to install it just for that reason. I'm going to mess with my dog tonight. Thanks,
Jeff. I love it, Jeff. Cat sounds from Piggy Studio. Cat sounds.
Oh, got to love that developer name. There you go.
Yes. Any other apps in the tank?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty.
All right, bring it on.
I could probably outdo Door, but I won't.
Okay, well then I'll say this, Jeff. Do you have any good apps in your tank? Because cat sounds.
Hey, come on.
Yeah, it was an added flavor. That was like a side color app.
That was for Steve, Dore. Come on, man.
Jeez. Steve can just walk up to his cat and squeeze it if he wants cat. Because, that's how you make a cat make a sound, right? You just squeeze it.
Yeah, you pet them when they don't want to be pet.
There you go. All right, the next app I have is called Cover Lock Screen. Now, it says it's in beta. I just found this today, and I found it interesting. I know a lot of you don't use lock screens, but there are a lot of people who do.
Lame.
And ever since you guys brought that no lock screen where you can set it to, if I'm on my network, my screen doesn't lock. If I'm in my car and my Bluetooth engages, my screen doesn't lock, that type of thing. But this is a cover lock screen, and basically it brings some your favorite apps up to the lock screen, depending on your location. So you can set it up at your home, your work address, and when you're at these locations via GPS or whatever, it will know, hey, these are the types of apps that you use at this location. So if you're checking your email a lot, or you're getting on Google Chrome or whatever, it starts you off with a bunch of different apps. But it also learns what you do over time. So it starts adding the apps to your lock screen so that you can get to them very quickly.
Really? It does it all on its own.
Yeah. And it's got the same, it's going to have the same problems as any other lock screen launcher or whatever. It's not always a smooth transition. I think part of the problem for me was I had the no lock screen installed and I installed this. And so they were kind of fighting against each other. But if you use a lock screen all the time, I think this is something that I would definitely use to get to my apps, especially things like, you can't on your Samsung lock screens or whatever, you can't get to the apps that you always want because it gives you like maybe four to pick from, the time, maybe your camera or whatever. But this would use a bunch of different apps that you can, get to very quickly.
I got to admit, it looks really cool.
It's sharp looking too. The pictures are actually pretty stunning. Also with the applications, and you can slide them to open. So it's very easy gesture to be able to use this app.
I would really like to use it if it knew when I'm in the car. I don't have a Bluetooth radio in the car, so I'm not sure exactly how it would know when I'm in the car. But if it could just bring up like my Google Play podcasts and
right.
navigation, that'd be nice.
Jeff, you've more than redeemed yourself with this episode. but here is my question, sir. How long have you been using this?
I just installed it today, so no, I'm just kind of messing with it, and I want to see what it does over time.
Exactly.
You know,
because I've tried a couple apps that say, you know, we can learn your habits over time and customize your experience.
Right.
Most of them do a very bad job in recognizing what I'm doing, you know, at this time every day kind of thing. If this can even moderately get close, I'm installed. It's already installed on my phone. I already installed my phone. Because I'm with Eric. The looks are good, so why not give it a?
Yeah, it's like I said, it is a very sharp looking app, and like it's still in beta. But hey, if you're on your lock screen, you got your lock screen all the time, I would definitely use this app. And I mean, Aaron Turnbull, you know, friend of the network, he plus one this, so looks like he's been using it.
Must be good then.
Yeah.
It looks awesome. And that one is excuse me, Cover Lock Screen Beta by the company Cover.
That's awesome.
Right. And I'll say this was also plus one by Lethal Gorman.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Did I say that wrong? Lethal Garvin. Gorman.
Gorman, yeah.
Gorman.
It's like Hawaiian Pokemon. Greetings.
Yeah.
Good to you.
That was awesome.
All right. Let me bring another one here. Now we're going to go back to fun, and I love games, and this is called Nutty Fluffy's Roller Coaster.
Okay.
Installed. I don't even have to look at it.
This is a game.
Ubisoft.
It is.
Wow.
This is a game where you drag the roller coaster full of fluffy, cute little animals, and you've got to do different loop-de-loops and stuff, and depending on how fast you drag it or how fast you basically push the cart with your finger, you can make it fly through the air and catch all the hearts, and it's got to land, you know, just right. If it doesn't land, if it lands upside down, obviously ends the game, that type of thing. So just kind of a neat... it's not really true to life, but just kind of a neat gravity type game where you kind of drag things around and you can move it at different speeds, slow it down. Just a fun little game to play with.
So you're dragging the roller coaster cars and the track's already there.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's got different tracks and stuff like that. So, it's got the same, you know, basic achievements as like, Angry Birds and stuff like that, where you get rid of all the pigs on that screen or whatever. This is basically, you know, however many hearts you get, you know, you get whatever at the end, one, two, or three hearts, and you know, you move on to the next one.
I like in the description, have you ever wanted to be a roller coaster conductor? Never knew they was such a thing, but yes, I would.
I just have to say, with a name like Nutty Fluffy's Roller Coaster, how can you go wrong?
That's what caught my eye, man. As weird as it sounds, that is what caught my eye.
That's amazing. It's the greatest name ever.
The reviews, these fluffies are highly memorable bunch, even if they are a bit nutty.
And it is by Ubisoft, you know, the makers of, you know, things like Splinter Cell.
yeah, right.
I would rather, if Creed. I was working there, I want to be in the Nutty Fluffy department.
Fun.
If I worked at Ubisoft and they put me in the Nutty Fluffy department, I'd be probably a little worried about my security there.
Just picture like everyone eating Nutter Butters like all day, just like at their desk. I know.
They're good. They are good.
All right. Nutty Fluffy's Roller Coaster from Ubisoft.
There we go. All right. Let me bring one more. I've got lots, but I'll give some other people a turn. Okay. This is one I found today, too. I love I'm not good at them, but I love strategy type games. And this is one of those games that's called Boom Beach. And again, the guy, the character on there kind of looks like a Rambo-esque with the red bandana wrapped around his head and, you know, 40 millimeter, you know, grenades strapped to his, you know, his chest there. And so he just looks like he's bad to the bone. Anyways, this is a basically storm the beach strategy type game. And you basically, what I like about this is it's actually pretty simple as far as when you go to build your things and collect gold and stuff like that. What you basically do is when you go to build something, it builds it in one spot. So it kind of puts it in its spot. So you don't, on a lot of these strategy games on a computer, you got to pick where you want to put things. This doesn't matter that much. Then you've got the enemy that will come up on your beach and you've got to defend your beach on your island. And then you got to take your guys out and you go take over the other islands by storming their beach. And so you set up defenses on your island and you send people out and you take over other islands and build on those. That's basically the strategy type game. So, the graphics are cool. I just like the cartoon characters that they do. There's a lot of personality and stuff in there. You can zoom down on the screen to watch when a battle goes on. So if you're getting attacked, you can kind of sit back and watch the battle happen, see if you've set up enough defenses to defend. And, you know, once your guys are gone, then you can send some patrols out and basically start to take over some other islands.
Yeah, it's pretty cool looking. Looks well put together.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of being able to zoom in and watch the battles up close. That's cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Because it's even on a Nexus 7, the dudes are like, if you're looking at the whole overview, the dudes are like really, really, they're tiny, minuscule. But yeah, you can zoom in a little bit and see what's going on.
That's so killer.
But I like the name. Man, you can't, I'm telling you, this is like the other one. Boom Beach, man. Boom Beach.
I love it. Jeff said it. We don't need to rename that one. All right. Good tank, man. Nice, healthy tank full of all kinds of stuff. That's like a mixed bag right there.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Eric, what do you got in your tank?
All right, I'm going to cut my tank way short because I got some stuff that I was going to bring, but I will save it for next time. I do have two that I'm going to bring today, though. And the first one's called Photo Vault, parentheses, Hide Pictures, parentheses, ooh, by Pacific Software Solutions. If you ever take pictures of things with your phone that you may not want anybody who grabs your phone from your hand to see, I'm not sure exactly why. I haven't found a use case for this personally because I just don't take enough pictures. But I think there'll be some people who might want to hide pictures that they take, you know, their friends' tattoos.
Or maybe they should hide pictures.
Or maybe, yeah. This app makes it really super simple. And this was a free app of the day again. Basically, you set up your username, your password, and then it'll bring up all of your pictures that are on your device. You just long press on one of the folders of pictures, and then you can say keep it public or make it private. And then at that point, it goes out of the public. You go to your gallery. I mean, if you make it private, you go to your gallery, and it is not there anymore. And you can go to this app and look for it again. You have to type in your password and then you can see them. Simple app. I think it's going to be very useful for certain people.
Hells yeah. Not for me. I'm just saying.
I was going to say, what type of pictures are you taking, Steve?
Well, there's an example I have. I took a picture of something at my job. I was for the last month, I've been working at a computer repair shop for somebody, and I had to show a customer something on my phone. I took a picture of like his Windows key or whatever, and then I was scrolling through it, and there was a picture I sent you guys like 3 months ago. It was a swimsuit model, but it was like because I'm into electronic music, the swimsuit was a synthesizer pattern, so it was like an old school synthesizer, but it was still like, you look at it real quick, it looks like a half naked girl. So I'm like scrolling through to show my customer whatever picture I just took, and then like that went scrolling by, and I could see him flinch a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That should have been hidden.
Yeah.
Not public for that reason.
Gotcha.
That's it. That's the limit to my, things I need to hide.
Well, that's a tame use case. I mean, It's $1.50 in the Play Store. I don't know. Maybe it'll come back on Amazon as a free app. I'm going to use it for free. I don't know if I would pay too much for it. But some people might really, really need this.
Yeah. Well, now, you wouldn't want to back up your apps. Or, I'm sorry, you wouldn't want to back up your photos on, like, Google or Dropbox or anything like that, because you'd still have access to that stuff on your phone, wouldn't you, through your gallery?
Yeah, you know, honestly, Jeff, I only used the gallery. I didn't look on my Google Photos to see how it handled that.
Mm, okay.
There was another feature of it about, I mean, when you go into the settings of this thing, it's got tons of features too. And I didn't even scratch the surface really on all of those things, where if you lose your phone, you can call it and change. I don't remember. There's a bunch of stuff in there. There's way more than what I was. I only installed this just recently, so I didn't get a chance to play with all the settings, but there was quite a bit of settings to change.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of stuff you can do on here, even just besides locking your photos. Do slideshows, share them with different apps, you know, Facebook, email, messaging, you know, those types of things.
Yeah, it's totally an alternative gallery once you install it. Okay, that one is called Photo Vault, unless Dor has more to talk about it. But Dor, is your shoulder bothering you, man? Okay. All right. It's Photo Vault Hide Pictures by Pacific Software Solutions. And my only other app I'm going to bring tonight, Jeff, you, I wasn't even going to bring this, but then you talked about that home screen app earlier where you could resize. And I've been really, I think I've talked up the Google Play, or the Google Now, I think is what it's called, Google Now launcher for a long time. Mm-hmm. And actually, since I've re-ROMed my phone, I have not went away from Apex Launcher. Mm. And I can't believe we've never brought Apex Launcher to the show. Unless maybe it was called something else and now it's Apex. I know I've used
it. Dor didn't bring it in the famous home screen episode or launcher episode. I don't know.
No, I couldn't find it in the spreadsheet. But the main reason this launcher is on my device, on my phone, is just simply for resizing the home screen and the app drawer. And the grid pattern, and I've got my app drawer, so I've got, you know, a couple hundred apps in there. They're on three screens.
Wow!
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Can you show us a picture of that? Oh, you're in airplane mode.
Oh, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Not for that.
I'd like to see.
Looks like that.
Nice. That to me is awesome.
Sean Johnson is twitching, and he's not even on this show.
Thinking the same thing. He's freaking out.
I love it. I love that.
Me too. Well done.
But now, well, I don't know. I might be four screens after all the apps Jeff brought tonight.
I'll wait till Dor empties his tank. So anything else on Apex Launcher, Eric?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of other things about it. That's the main thing I wanted to bring up tonight. Yeah, and if you're looking for a good launcher, it's solid. It's been around for a long time. Give it a try if you're experimenting with launchers.
Hey, can you use this on like your Nexus 7?
I would imagine. Let me see. It says it's compatible with all my devices.
Yeah, mine is too. Okay.
I honestly have never changed my home screen on my launcher or anything on my Nexus 7.
I don't know if this is just lazy of me, but I kind of would like things on one screen instead of having to flip through the screens.
It's not lazy.
That's just me.
It's not lazy. Do what Eric did. 90 apps on one screen. I like it.
Yeah. I'm thinking a Nexus 7's got so much real estate, but when they put the regular apps are so spread apart on there, mm-hmm. you know.
You're right.
So, all right, cool.
Good one, Eric.
I'm going to try it.
All right. That's it for your tech, right?
Yeah, one more thing is I think this is a very themable launcher too. There's a lot of different themes on Apex.
Yeah, cool. And a lot of icon packs and theme packs will say they work with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
So it's almost like ROMing. It's almost like using a different ROM because it can totally change everything just by changing these themes.
Sweet. Very cool. Dor, what do you got in your tank?
Okay, first app I'm going to bring, it is technically a regurgitation, but I don't care. Just a news update. Humble Bundle app is out of beta. If you don't know what Humble Bundle is, fast forward 30 seconds. It's a app website that hosts sales, I believe bi-weekly sales, where you can buy sometimes 5, 6, sometimes 8, 9 games where you set your own price. Sometimes Android games, sometimes Windows and Linux and Mac games. It's a great site to ping if you want to get gifts for your kids or nieces or nephews or whatever. And it's finally out of beta. Works like a charm if charms actually worked.
The thing I like about this is, as being an old school Humble Bundle user, this actually gives me an idea of what I've bought in the past in one place.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to find those emails from Humble Bundle back then and then downloading the APKs separately, that's what I like it for.
Well, plus you can put this on, I put this on all my kids' devices, you know, my wife's devices, you know, we've got it on 7 or 8 devices where, yeah, you can just get to the, you can download it right to that device. It just works, you know? And it's a lot prettier than it used to be. It was functional before, but it's a lot better looking now.
Absolutely. Yep. So just Humble Bundle, and I'm sure it's by Humble Bundle something.
You're right.
Yep. Humble Bundle Incorporated.
Right. Now, speaking of Sean Johnson and Throwback Reviews at throwbackreviewspodcast.com, throwbackreviews.net, something like that.
It's not throwbackreviewspodcast.com.
It is Throwback Reviews on that.
I never got it right. Speaking of Sean Johnson, I saw this app earlier today and just instantly thought of him. Then I loaded the app and I instantly thought he would hate this app because it is so unbelievably loud, but it's still cool. It is called Retro Quiz Video Games. Basically, it starts up. You get like a classic arcade type interface with buttons where you're asked to do I believe one of four consoles trivia questions, a Atari, Commodore, Nintendo, and maybe Sega was the fourth one, where you basically just they just take you through a bunch of multiple choice questions about who was the founder of Nintendo. What year did the Atari 2600 come out? You know, these kinds of old retro questions. I just thought it was cool.
It is cool.
It is. I love the way they styled it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks better than it sounds. I'll just say that.
It sounds better. It's just loud.
Loud. Unbelievably. I could not believe. And I'll say this. The Moto X. All the Android devices I've ever seen in my life, this has a rear-facing speaker. This is maybe the loudest Android device I've ever seen. Sure. So maybe that's part of it.
Retro Quiz Video Games by PYLM is the name of the app.
Now we're going to go retro again one more time, but this is for people overseas, mainly UKers, if you will. World Cup just ended. Soccer has really been popular literally for well in excess of 100 years over there. My buddy, who is a big Premier fan, when I showed him this, he literally giggled at it, but he then got serious and said, this is actually pretty cool. It's called Shoot in the 70s. Back in the 70s, there was basically a publication called Shoot. This basically takes all those original publications and basically puts it in a digital format. So if you are nostalgic for old football, quote unquote soccer, then this really will absolutely just make you giddy happy. If you like watching guys in short shorts.
Wow. this is by Magazine Cloner, and I'm going to have to check out some of their other stuff, because if they had this same thing in like baseball, my dad would just love it. I mean, it'd probably be the only thing he would have on his device if he had a device.
They probably do have baseball.
Yeah, I'm just looking through it now, and yeah, they've got a lot of stuff. I'm sure they do. Yeah, the company, I'm looking through all their apps. They've got like Japanese cars, pop stars.
Well over 100 apps.
They got one that's called Carp Talk.
I just saw that.
It's about fishing carp in Britain. Wow.
PC Pilot.
Wow.
Yeah, this is
Diva.
They got a ton of stuff. You're right.
Holy cow.
I wonder if they got the rights to do this.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you would think after this many apps, if they didn't, they would have been taken off the
market. Yeah,
because they even have stuff like Esquire Singapore, which that's a name, you know.
Well, I mean, if it's an old kind of magazine that's out of print, maybe there's some kind of limitation that's gone. And, you know, honestly, for old kind of magazines like this, you know, it probably would do nothing but promote somebody to subscribe to it now. I don't think it'd be a, I don't know.
Companies fail to realize that when they start suing people.
Okay.
Good point.
You guys mentioned one. I'm going to have to also mention one. They actually have one called Practical Poultry Magazine.
Do you guys,
I think for everybody.
Yeah. Die-cast collector for everybody who's got Matchbox and Hot Wheel cars. Neat.
Classic dirt bike.
Ah, oh, cool. I always wondered one of them.
You know, are you guys aware that they don't put brakes on the kids' bikes anymore? Huh? And you're not cool if you have brakes on your bike.
They have hand brakes, right?
No brakes.
No.
Not the pedal going backwards brake?
No brake. Yeah, no, not that either. My daughter wore out a pair of shoes the other day because she jumped on somebody's bike. Took it for a ride and didn't realize ahead of time that there was no brakes on it. And I was asking my friend about his son's got a $500 bike. I'm like, oh, hey, is it one of those bikes with no brakes? Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, none of the kids have brakes anymore. Okay. Okay. There you go.
It's amazing.
I'm sorry. That's quality stupid as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I call that natural selection. That was called Shoot in the 70s. Super quick game mention. I'm not going to say it's as good looking as a couple of the games that Jeff brought, but it's pretty good looking. It's called Man Uganyu 2. N-U-G-A-N-U, and then the number 2. So apparently there was a number 1. I never knew it. I just asked people, like I do with a lot of this, watch the video and wow, this looks pretty good. Free game in-app purchases.
Beautiful graphics.
Very cool. Yeah, looks sharp.
It reminds me of like a new, it's definitely a platformer. It reminds me of like what Mario should look like now, I guess, sort of. I don't know. You're jumping after coins, you know, it kind of has that. Super Mario.
You're swimming and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of different. This looks really. I'm going to install this. This looks good.
Okay. Well, yeah. How would you pronounce that, Steve? Seriously.
Manuganu.
That's what I would have said.
2.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah, 2.
I'm going to go from an app that Jeff is running to install to an app there's no way he's going to install. This is called.
Why does it have something to do with Linux?
No. Just look at the screenshot. This is called Bic, a space adventure. B-I-K, a space adventure. It's $1.99, no in-app purchases. This is a very, very retro-looking game. This is a adventure game. So you basically have to walk around, discover, find things. But it features a lot of murder. That's the only way I can put it. If every review about this game said it's a fun retro adventure game with a lot of murder.
Ooh.
I don't know. I will say if you watch the video, the game moves better than the still graphics look. I will say that. And it does, to me, to be honest, do a good job of telling a story. even though it's definitely, to quote like David Letterman, it's a little wacky on the junk. Whoever invented this game has problems. Yeah. Space adventure, aliens, murder.
Wow.
No, it looks pretty cool, actually. I love adventure type games, even old style ones like this. This looks pretty cool.
It looks really cool. And these graphics, they really take me back. I mean, they're perfect.
Oh, that's why as soon as I saw it, bang, purchased, done.
Nice. Yeah, I'm going to check this one out. $1.99, can't go wrong.
Yep.
So many different ways to play that, you know, in the game itself, just different levels and weird. Just this is, it's not the same thing over and over again at all. It looks like.
Yeah.
So weird. Yeah.
Bic, a space adventure. Very unique name, too. Now, this app, I got to say the name very slowly and very carefully. The name of the app is called Snap Clap. Snap Clap Great Phone Camera. Okay, this is not Snapchat. This is Snap Clap. I genuinely like the idea of this phone until I realize I would look like the dorkiest person in the room, at the amusement park, or wherever if I try to use this. Because the idea is you can basically set your phone up at a spot to take a picture, then you clap, the sound goes off, then it goes like 3, 2, 1, take a picture. So you can literally have no one behind the camera to take a picture. It takes a picture by the sound of the clap.
That's so funny.
Oh, watch the video. Smacked them.
The video is pretty funny. But I don't think you'd look weird using this in a place in public. You'd seem like the smartest person on the block because nobody else has a timer on their phone camera.
Well, and who here hates asking people to take a photo of them?
Right. They might look at your photos unless they're locked.
Well, that's true.
Invariably, they're going to touch the screen. The camera app will shut down. It's never good when you hand your phone to somebody to try to take a picture.
Yeah, I keep thinking I'm going to hand him my phone and we're going to sit there and he's going to say, okay, now say cheese and then run away.
That too.
With my phone.
There you go. Now, this is good.
That is good. I like it.
Okay, yeah, that was called Snap Clap. A great phone camera. Horrible name. Okay, this one, this is another one I have to bring because I think it's almost like a double entendre like thing. It's called The Art of Thinking Clearly. It's $1.99 with in-app purchases. Part of me believes if you buy the app and do all the in-app purchases, they're going to come back with, you obviously weren't thinking very clearly. I don't know. I'm just taking a shot there. But what I say now, in all actuality, what this does is I have a personal problem of sometimes being too close to some things to make what is actually the right decision. Kind of like they say doctors don't make the best patients. This literally, the thing I like about this app is it literally makes you stop and think and go through at least a process before making a decision. Like if you're wanting to buy something, you know, do you have the money? Will you have the money to pay it off? Is it really worth the money? Can you get something?
I would hate that. That would make me stop buying things.
That's what I'm saying too. Like you're taking all the fun out of anything in life.
Well, I'll just say if that means being more debt-free, then I'm on board with that.
Would you rather have fun or be debt-free?
Is that a trick question? Because I'm married, Steve, and I'm really having a hard time.
Having money just causes problems, Dor.
Okay. That was The Art of Thinking Clearly. Great name. I'm sorry. The Art of Thinking Clearly. I thought it was a great name.
It's a great name.
Oh, yeah.
This is the last one. Trelsis.net.
Sure. What I'm going to throw out for the night This one,
we're losing you again, Dor. Why did we lose him earlier? What happened to his rig? He never explained it, did he?
No. He almost sounded like a video game going out there.
Yeah, there's definitely some hardware issues there.
Well, I can tell you, my volume was automatically decreasing. I think it's a Google Chrome thing.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying, because I don't know.
It's Linux. No, it is.
Okay, this app is is basically what I call a app gift from Matthew Williams Lord D. I can say in the Linux world, I come across these sites once in a while. I'm not sure about Windows or Mac stuff, but once in a while I come across a site that's clearly designed like a book almost, where I have a table of contents and then I have all these sub pages that are links to it. And then when I go to each page, I can go previous, next, or home to the table of contents.
Yeah, that's a web page, or it's like a website from 1996.
Well, I know, but I will say I still find valuable sites like that. But it isn't just for those kind of sites. That to me is like the one where you could really take advantage of it. But this app is called Grab My Books Lite. Basically, this is an Android app and a web plugin. It's much more effective, I think, on the web plugin, but you can take the content down to your Android device and back and forth. What it essentially lets you do is open up pages or sets of pages and basically save them in genuine e-book format, whether it's EPUB, Mobi, PDF, I want to say like one or two other formats. I personally like this because some sites literally over time change the data on the page or sites go dead. So if you find a site that has genuine content on it that you want to keep quote unquote forever, this is the kind of app that can, I think, make it a little bit easier.
That looks pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'd be a lot of use case. Yeah, especially for archiving stuff. That you're right. That'd be perfect. And then you could have it where you could always go to it. Huh.
Yeah. Very so, cool. Matthew Williams, Lord D, thank you very much. And I do hope to see you at OLF this year, Ohio Linux Fest, sir.
Awesome, guys. Great tanks. Good stuff. Tons of apps this show. So, gosh, we could almost say to somebody, you guys, if you really want to get the full Android App Addicts, like a punch of Android App Addicts, just listen to the Friday show. Get like tons of stuff. But why would I say that? I don't know why I even thought of that. You should listen to all the shows. Anyway,
they're all awesome. They're all awesome. Just listen to them all. Gobble them up.
Yeah. Great tanks, though, guys. Let's go around and see if you want to say anything else to the folks before we end off. Start with Dor.
Thank you for your work with the production effort of this, Steve. I want to thank everyone for their support by going to podnos.com/Amazon. You guys are fantastic. You guys literally enable us to do a lot of things without any stress or pressure. And don't forget, Sony Smartwatch 2 by going to podnos.com/AAA.
Club.
I keep wanting to say group. A club, AAA, free to join, free to enter, exclusive content, and good Android devices for free. Can't beat it.
Giveaways. Yeah, can't beat it. Thank you, Dor. Eric.
I just got a second Dor because that's exactly what I was going to say. But I'll throw in there. We had a lot of voicemails and emails a couple days ago. Keep them coming, man. Those are fun shows, and I think a lot of people, you may not get quite as many apps as you do like on today's show on our Friday, but these people aren't bringing apps that they just found. They're bringing apps from the heart. I think sometimes on those emails, the things that they really use, and usually end up being things that you'll really usually use. So if you've got something that you think you should share with everybody, just let us know.
Absolutely, I second what Eric said. Jeff.
Yeah, is it all right if I pimp what I'm doing with the Podnut show?
Yeah, man, pimp whatever you want.
So anyways, we're taking, you know, Podnuts Daily is a, you know, tech to tech show where we talk to other techs and stuff like that, and just share what they're doing in their shops and get some, a lot of good content, a lot of new techs coming on that have been around Podnuts for a while. So that's going real good. We're going to take the Podnuts show to a weekly show now. And what we're going to do is Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're doing a live call-in show for repair techs.
Ooh.
And
how about X repair techs that
even whoever wants to. We're going to have we're going to do a test out this Sunday, and then our first show is going to be launched on August 31st, and that'll be at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Probably be at about an hour-long show, depending on how many calls we get. We're going to have a 1-800 number that you can call in, and we're basically going to answer questions online for technicians out there, things that they want to know about business or things that they're working through. And because people ask questions all the time, and sometimes I know it's sometimes hard for people to send emails or to remember, but to be able to call up, no matter where you're at, you can call in, and we'll answer your questions for you.
Wow, so that's cool.
Can't wait. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right. And my name is Steve Cherubino. You can find out what I'm doing over at theproducer.club. I do a podcast where I interview famous dance music producers and DJs, and I just basically ask them how they make their music, because that's the kind of stuff I like to know. So check that out. And absolutely 100%, guys, join the Android App Addicts Club. Go to podnuts.com/AAA Club. You get entered in the contest. We're giving away like good stuff, like Sony smartwatches and... Oh, man, I'm excited. So you guys should be, too. All right, that's going to be it for Android App Addicts. Thanks for listening to us all week, guys. Hope we didn't overload you with too much goodness. You could take the weekend, though, and just, like, you know, recharge, and we'll be back next week. See you later.